WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tom Hanks played a lovable simpleton in Forrest Gump and an executive marooned on an island in Castaway. In The Terminal, he plays a lovable simpleton marooned in a New York airport. The film is his third collaboration with director Steven Spielberg, and also stars Catherine Zeta-Jones and Stanley Tucci. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
In 2002, with the 1-2 punch of Minority Report and Catch Me If You Can, Steven Spielberg seemed to purge all the mawkish and synthetic strokes from his filmmaking. Catch Me was a special treat. It was larky and sad in the same breath, and it hummed along with a finger-popping mid-60s cool that was candy for the eye and the ear. It had wonderful scenes in airports, and the prospect of Spielberg making a whole movie in a terminal, exploring it top to bottom as a kind of ecosystem through the eyes of a non-English speaker who's marooned. What a big, fat, juicy premise. And what a big, fat letdown The Terminal is. Not a disaster, no, but a good movie that congeals into something icky and fake before your eyes. Tom Hanks is Viktor Navorsky from the fictional Eastern European country of Krakosia. He looks heavy and pasty in his ill-fitting suit, and he hands his passport to the customs officer like a guy who made his peace long ago, giving papers to men in uniforms. He doesn't even seem put out when he's taken to see the airport security official, Frank Dixon, played by Stanley Tucci, and his uniformed aide, played by Barry Shabaka Henley.
I have a bit of bad news. It seems that your country has suspended all traveling privileges on passports that have been issued by your government, and our State Department has revoked the visa that was going to allow you to enter the United States. That's it in a nutshell, basically, right? Anyway, it seems that while you were in the air, there was a military coup in your country. Now, most of the dead were members of the Presidential Guard. They were attacked in the middle of the night. It was a terrible firefight. They got it all on GHN, I think. Anyway, there were very few civilian casualties, so I'm sure your family's fine.
Mr. Navorsky, your country was annexed from the inside. The Republic of Krakosia is under new leadership.
Krakosia!
Dixon ends that scene by informing Viktor, who of course doesn't understand a word except Krakosia, that he has fallen into a void. He can't fly back, and he can't enter the U.S. He is, quote, unacceptable. The airport, it's obviously JFK, will be Viktor's home. It sounds implausible, but there was an Iranian stranded in France's Charles de Gaulle under similar circumstances. He's still there, in fact, and has possibly lost his mind. And there's an irresistible movie theme here. Adaptation. A hero who's hopelessly out of his element, yet through doggedness and smarts and a primal survival instinct, becomes a master of a new environment. We're more used to adaptation stories in the Robinson Crusoe mode. And Hanks did one of those, too, in Castaway. Here, his island cave is a gate that's under construction. He breaks up some seats for a bed. He cuts the fuse on those awful fluorescents and the muzak. The song is Stranger in Paradise. He figures out that returning luggage carts to their racks will generate quarters, which he uses to buy fast food. He picks up some English. He gets to know the employees. He learns how things work at a capitalist airport. So far, so intriguing. Hanks does good, subtle physical comedy, and Spielberg treats the airport as a multi-leveled toy store teeming with exotic people. And there are fun scenes with Viktor playing hide-and-seek with security cameras. But the film begins to edge into a very tiresome brand of melodrama. First, Tucci's Dixon becomes a villain, not just callously indifferent to Viktor's plight, but actively malevolent, driven mad to know what the Krakosian carries in a rusty peanut can. And then Viktor turns into a populist folk hero among the immigrants, minorities, and minimum wagers. Now he facilitates the romance of a food service worker and a customs agent. Now he rescues a Russian, trying to carry medicine from Canada to his sick father. Now he makes peace with a misanthropic janitor, played by Kumar Palana from the Royal Tenenbaums. Now he woos the unlucky in love flight attendant, played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. This saintly chaplain-esque innocent warms the hearts of everyone but that meanie Stanley Tucci. And what's in that can? It had me rolling my eyes. Spielberg has learned to soft-pedal the schlock, and not every subplot ends picture-perfectly. but most of the payoffs are cheap. And for all the lip service it gives to Homeland Security, the terminal misses the chance to explore the divided feelings that airports and air travel and the arrival of foreigners have on us post-9/11, in which everything romantic and open-ended has become permeated with dread. The world explodes, but delusional Hollywood sentimentality, that's a comforting constant.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate.